I just think it's a little weird, bro. Like why are you being a pussy? Like, yo, just like, what are your thoughts on masturbation?
Bro, come on. We got visual content now. Like, we...
Yo, I literally forgot. I keep forgetting the camera's up there.
Yeah, so...
What does that have to do with you jerking off? Like, are you gonna, like, jerk off here? Like, why the hell does it matter that the camera's up there? Like, that the camera's here, does that mean that, like, you're gonna knock the camera over? Look at you putting your feet up. The fucking thing's gonna fall down.
Bro.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Kids at Work podcast. My name is Matt Corman, and this is Devin Perry over here again. It seems that he's become kind of the co-host of this whole scenario here. I think it's because all my friends don't really fucking like me, and they don't actually want to come on the podcast. But
no, that's not true. But thank you for having me again. Yeah. I love being on these podcasts and sharing my life on these podcasts and kind of entertaining people. Like, it's fun, you know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely it's a good rip. Yo, listen, so this is an important podcast today. It was a requested topic by you, individually, the person that's listening to this.
Was it really?
Yeah. No, yeah. It was awesome. It was the person who's listening to this right now. So thank you for requesting it.
And we love that feedback, too, like getting more ideas from you guys, what you guys want to hear. That's perfect.
Yeah. So I'm going to go over. So the topic of today is when you should break up with a significant other when you're in a relationship with them. And we're going to dive into that. I'm super excited to cover it because I got some great thoughts on it. I'm assuming that you do as well.
Yeah, I mean, breaking up with someone is definitely not the easiest thing. And, like, when to break up with them is definitely not the easiest to decide. So.
I feel like you ran into that a lot. Like, you definitely have been through a couple breakups in your life. And so I feel like...
A couple, yeah. Yeah, just a couple.
Did you ever get dumped?
Yeah, I did. You got dumped? Yeah, I got dumped.
Have you ever done the dumping?
Yes, of course I have.
Yeah?
Yep. I've done the dumping, and I've been, the dumpy? I don't know what kind of word that is.
No, that's cool. Listen, guys, we're in Boston, Massachusetts right now, right by the airport. We have our visual set up for the first time ever, but it's not really set up. This isn't even the set. We're filming the first one in my bedroom right now. That's because football's on
Which
right
is
now.
Perfect because...
Because why?
Because that's where we started off.
Wait, what do you mean we started off in the bedroom?
I don't know what that was.
So this is actually the set. This is just my room. What do you mean? Like, we started off in the bedroom? Like,
dude, I don't know.
Yo, so the weather for this week, if you're out in the New England area, it is 71 degrees and partly cloudy today.
Which is kind of crazy. It's almost October, bro.
Wait, how's it look? Oh, it looks pretty good. Monday, 62. Tuesday, 77. Wednesday, 80 degrees.
80 degrees. Bro, and that's October. That's October 2nd?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Yeah, it is.
That's crazy.
But it's also going to be rainy that day, so bring your fucking raincoats out on Wednesday. And same umbrellas. With Thursday. Yo, check it out. Thursday's 58 degrees and rainy.
Hey, that's what happens when we live in New England. That's it goes from 80 degrees to 58 degrees.
Would you look at that? Friday is 59 degrees and rainy. So 3 days of rain this week, Wednesday through Friday. Saturday, 58 degrees and partly cloudy. Sunday, 66 degrees. And that's kind of, you know, how it goes in New. So Wednesday is definitely a good day, but it's a little rainy. Actually, this whole fucking week kind of sucks. We just rained. But that's okay.
Hey, that's not true. This week doesn't fucking suck.
Why?
Because
how do you know?
Everyone's going to dominate this week. That's true. If you're going to work, if you're going wherever you're going,
that's true.
Just dominate this week.
That's true. Don't be pussies out there. Remember, guys, it may be a little rainy out there, but just bring your fucking... Oh, a little rain never hurt anybody. I remember my great-great-grandfather used to always actually tell me every time that I went out in the rain that, hey, Matt, don't forget, a little rain, it won't hurt you.
No, so, definitely won't.
Yeah, he used to scream that at me.
It'll definitely help you a little.
You think so? How would rain help you?
It doesn't help you, but I guess it helps the environment.
I think it would
help in slip and slide
situations. Yeah, it would kind of help. Like, let's say you want to, like, let's say you're, like, you're going somewhere. Imagine if, like, you know, everywhere that you walked, you kind of slid around town over there. Then I guess that it would help if it was raining out.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
Have you ever went sledding in the rain? Dude, there's a kid I know. His name's Ryan. I forget his last name.
Yeah.
I knew him growing up. He used to put vegetable oil on the bottom of a sled and sled down the hill, some golf course in my town.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. No,
very interesting.
It was a little interesting. I didn't believe him until I saw it.
Yeah.
He was down for it. It's called rain sledding.
How'd that end up?
I think it ended up okay. I mean, I don't really know. If you guys are listening to this, please feel free to try out a little rain test, a little rain sledding test. I think you put vegetable oil at the bottom of it.
So, like... Would you suggest going on grass or mud or, like, it's pavement?
No.
Pavement?
Yo, honestly, if you want to sack up and throw a fucking dick in between your legs, not that having a vagina between your legs means that you can't go slide on the rain out there, because I know tons of girls out there who get
yo, you should just stop at this point. I'm saying. All right, but how about we get to the actual topic of this podcast?
When to break up?
Yeah,
had a relationship.
When to
wait? Before we cover that though, I just want to let everybody know today is September 29th. This Friday, I have a song coming out. It's called "Words to the Wise." If you are listening to this and you have no idea who the fuck I am, my name's Matt Corman. How you doing? I'm a musician. You can follow me at Matt Corman on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube.
Holy shit!
You can follow me on Tinder, Hinge, and as well as Bumble. And October 4th, I'm dropping a song called "Words to the Wise."
In "Words to the Wise," honestly,
I'm gonna give
one of the best songs ever,
ever created.
Honestly, I wouldn't even play in your house because it might burn down.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm gonna play a little preview right now, guys, so you can hear it, and it sounds a little something like this. I don't think. Okay, so that's a little song preview right there.
I'm waiting till October 4th.
Yeah, so that's this Friday. Go pick that up in your local record store or Best Buy. And then yo, remember the days of going to like buy CDs? Or like you saw CDs and you were like, yo, this shit's fucking
dope. What was that place like you'd always go to just to pick up movies?
Hollywood Video Blockbuster.
Remember Blockbuster? Is there even Blockbusters around anymore?
When did Blockbuster end?
I don't know. Once Netflix came out.
Wow, I guess that's kind of true. Let's look it up. Blockbuster, it died in March 8th of 2009.
Oh, dude, that's a what?
Oh, they filed for bankruptcy. You think that has anything to do with Netflix? I think it absolutely
does. Honestly, you got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got all these like places where you can just stream live TV shows and movies. So
yeah,
no. There's no point of Blockbuster.
No, I guess there's no fucking point. Unless we should try to create one. Perry, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Barbara.
Barbara who?
Barbara Black Sheep. Have you any wool?
The jokes just continue.
Yeah, huh? This one's a good one. Here comes another good joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Beats.
Beats who?
Beats me. Oh my god. Yeah. That was a good one. Good thing we covered that one. And then, that's our joke segment. That's the joke segment of the day. And then we're gonna cover one more segment. Perry, this is the facts segment. We're just diving straight into it here.
The facts of the day.
Yeah, I'm just gonna
perfect. Beginning of the podcast. Honestly, probably better because we've been going. We
go on tangents.
I can't even speak right now. I'm still drunk. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not drunk. I don't drink. Yo, I'm sober. 21 days sober. So, with the previous podcast, we kind of just like dive into things and like.
I can't feel my leg.
Is it because
I'm holding this? Can you feel your leg? We're sitting the same way.
Yeah, I can feel my leg.
I can't feel my leg. Spayed neutered dogs and cats live longer, not only because it makes them less susceptible to reproductive diseases, but also it makes them less likely to roam and get into fights.
Dude, what?
Wow. Oh, spayed and neutered dogs. Okay, I didn't know that. Perry, here's the second one.
Wind turbines can kill bats without impact. They die because their lungs explode from a drop in air pressure?
What? Time out. Turbines can kill bats without impact. They die because the lungs explode. Imagine you're just fucking rocking around one day, and then your fucking lungs explode. All because of drop. You're just like, bah! And then you're fucking just dead, bro. Could you imagine just being like, bah! And you just fucking die?
No, I couldn't. I really couldn't.
Listen, guys, we're going to get back into this, how to actually break up with a significant other and the timing that you're supposed to. Now, myself, I am a single man. I am not in a relationship. Devin, are you in a relationship?
Nope. I'm a single man as well. So.
Okay.
Hands raised for the single men out there.
If you're a single man, and woman, raise your hand right now. If you're a single woman, I guess you can raise your hand too.
Yeah.
But I think that we should direct this towards the men and towards the women, like in different segments. So I'm gonna start this one off. And the best time to break up with somebody
is never.
Is never. No. It's definitely.
It's definitely a hard situation, you know?
Here's how I'm going to word this, okay? Don't stay in a relationship...
that you don't want to be in.
Well, sure. Yeah. Obviously, if it's abusive, you know, you should definitely fucking leave. That may be a little tough. But don't be.
If you don't fucking like the person anymore, break up with them. Don't cheat on them. Break up with them.
Yeah, don't cheat on them. Oh, big one. Yeah, stop cheating on each other. Yeah. The divorce rate is super high. I'm curious at what it is at now. But like, I've covered this before and I've spoken it before. Where I don't even know if love exists anymore. And I think the older generations, to be honest, dude. Hear me out. I think that older generations, like, marriage existed back in the day.
Yeah.
I think that, like, now, like, with social media and everything, like, it's
social media kills everything. Social media kills everything. Yeah. It ruins relationships.
I don't think that, like, I literally don't know if relationships will ever be able to work.
No, like, I can't see myself being, like, in a... This thing's, like, falling down. But I can't see myself being in, a serious relationship, you know?
No. Divorce rate is 50%. 50% of people.
Honestly, I think it might be a little higher.
I mean, I just...
No, I'm dead serious. Like, yeah.
I just fact-checked. Yeah, 50%. 40 to 50% marriage divorce.
Yeah, I thought it was higher.
In Western cultures, more than 90% of people marry by age 50. Healthy marriages are good for couples, mental and physical health. I agree. They're also good for children. Growing up in a happy home protects children from mental, physical, educational, and social problems. However, about 40 to 50% of married couples in the United States divorce.
That's insane.
The divorce rate for a subsequent marriage is even higher. Adapted from the Encyclopedia of Psychology. That's got to be the real day. Oh, somebody scored a touchdown. That's me clapping. So here's the problem, right? You're going through your entire life and you're dating this person. And then, you know, you're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And let's say you get in a relationship now. What are you?
Getting a relationship now?
So you're what, 16 years old? You're 16 years old. You're getting a relationship now.
Oh, yeah. Back in high school?
Dude, imagine like dating in high school, right? Like, there's no fucking point to dating because you're just going to break up anyways.
Yeah, first off, so like...
You're going to break up.
I guarantee, dude, high school, college, like, most relationships, they cheat on each other, like, whether they find out or not. I'm not saying all of them, but, dude, a lot of them. Come on. A lot of people you've seen go through relationships, not just your friends, just people in general.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen, like, someone cheat on someone, like, they never find out, or they do find out. It's like, it's sad. It's like, don't fucking cheat on them.
Don't be cheating on each other.
Don't be cheating, yeah.
Don't be cheating on each other.
Like, just break up with the person. You don't want to be with them? Break up with them,
stupid ass.
Yeah.
Little bitch ass. Yeah, no, that's true. But dude,
stupid hookah base.
But dude, it's not that simple for people, like... Okay.
People are just scared.
Think about people are just scared. People are just scared out here. Bro, it's kind of scary. Like, I was in my relationship for a while, dude. It's kind of scary to break up with each other. Because then you're like, yo, you know each other for that. Yeah, you? Buddy, you'll fucking date a girl, like, legit. You're the quickest to get in a relationship, and you are also,
the
like,
quickest to get out of one.
Quickest to get out of one. But, like, when you're in them, you think that, like, you're, like, getting married. Like, like, you got committed.
Yeah, so what happens with me is, like, the first, like, month, legit in love with her, like, want to marry, and then, like, the second month, I'm like, damn, I'm kind of getting tired, and then third month, I'm like,
I think it's because you guys spend too much time together. You need to have a space, like, you live with every girl that you're with. You need to have space.
Dude, yeah, especially, like, in college, like, I'm not trying to bring up any of my ex-girlfriends right now, like, not naming any.
You brought up an ex-girlfriend every single episode so far.
But, like, I'm just saying right now, like, I was on campus with the girlfriends I had in college, and... It didn't work out well because we were always together.
You think that's why?
We lived on campus together. Like, we'd always be together. Like, there's a point where you get sick of a person for so much. Like, a lot of relationships I see that work. Yeah. They went to different colleges because they had space away from each other.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my friends, they went to different colleges. They had space away from each other.
Yeah. Like, mine fucking worked.
Yeah, yours worked. You 7 years?
That's
a long ass time. That's longer than any, like, most of our friends.
It would have been like September 18th. Like, last week it would have been like 8 years.
Oh, you know the date, huh?
Man, dude.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. Not like rest in peace. Like, she's okay, you know. Now I'm not gonna what, dude. Rest in peace to that relationship.
Still love you.
Still love you.
To Matt's ex-girlfriend, still love you.
We could just probably say it.
Dude, even Hooch was like, dude, you guys need to stop saying names or initials, like anything.
We're getting better. Like, yeah, this is nice. Putting the leg up here is kind of nice.
Yeah, hey, last podcast we just said initials. Now we're just going no names.
That's true. Yeah, no names, no problem. I think that's a fact. Just no names anyway.
Yeah.
I was trying to go into this fucking thing of when to break up with somebody and how to do it. Listen, I'm going to provide some value real quick. I'm sorry, by the way. I'm a little slow today, dude. My fucking head is killing me. I think it's because of the espresso martinis and the Jack and Cokes.
So I guess at this point, we should just go on the weekend recap.
Yeah, we're going to dive into the weekend recap, and then we're going to dive back into how to break up with your significant other and when you should. Weekend recap. So Friday, I picked up my brother from the airport, and then I drove him and my mom to our home. My old home on Cape Cod.
Bang, bang.
Bang, gang shit. And then I was out on the Cape, and then I went to work on a lot of shit at my house, and I didn't, like, go to the bar or anything. I just, like,
I thought you were going to go to the bar, because I FaceTimed you that night, because I was kind of being a loser staying in on a Friday night, literally drinking
pussy.
A couple glasses of wine by myself.
Ha ha. That's cool though. Nothing wrong with drinking a couple glasses.
No, there's definitely not. Like, I went to the gym after work and I just went straight home and
pissed in your mouth. So I was gonna go to the bar, so I went out to go to the bar.
Yeah.
And I just turned the fuck around. So, like, I was going out there, I was gonna go out to go.
You were driving there?
I was driving to. Okay, no, I was, because here's what happened.
Driving to the bar! It's a good idea, right?
Never drive
to the bar. Always take an Uber or get a DD.
You're right. Or get a DD. Oh, okay, they've been DUI. Get a DUI. Yeah. No drunk driving on three. One, two, three. No drunk driving. One, two, three.
No drunk driving.
One, two, three. No drunk driving. Perfect. So, I mean, my plan was to go to the bar.
Yeah.
Have some, if I got too high you doing, I'd say a light of good morning in the Corman. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't drive home.
No, you'd probably leave your car there and then take an Uber back or call your parents, like, hey, mom, dad, come pick me up. And hey, they'd be happy to pick you
like
up.
8 o'clock, so I'd be like,
you drove your brother home, so like he was home, so.
Yes.
So that's a good idea.
Well, he was also
too.
At the bar, too. So that was a little
so tough. Perfect. So
perfect situation, yeah. So I got to the bar. Pulled up on Main Street in Hyannis, and then I was going to meet up with my boys. And then I was like,
boys.
You know what,
Barnstable
boys? Yeah, Barnstable boys. And I was like, you know what, boys? I'm actually, I'm all set. I'm just going to dip out and go get some work done. So I cracked open the laptop, and I got to work on a new business venture that I'm working on
right now.
And
that's what's happening when you're self-employed.
That's what happens when you're out here making it happen. You just got to fucking focus. Like right now, the Patriots are on.
We
got to get this podcast out. I'm sorry, by the way, I didn't release an episode last week. What the fuck did I do? I don't even remember. What did I do?
But you let people just, like, anticipate, like, the next podcast.
Yeah,
like, miss a week, and then next week come out with a fire one, you know?
Yeah, I gotta be consistent with everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
We're gonna be dropping a lot more podcasts than just once a week now, by the way. Every Sunday you're still gonna get a podcast, but I'm gonna throw in one sporadically between the week sometimes.
And again, your ideas...
Your ideas are the best ideas.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for stopping
Whatever you guys
by.
Want to listen to, like, hey.
Yeah, if you want to listen to
whatever they want
to
listen to, they're listening.
That's true. They are. We got a good amount of listeners now, which is
whatever they want to listen, we'll entertain.
That's a fact. But okay, so Friday, I went to sleep. And then believe it or not, I went to sleep. And then Saturday, I bought my dirt bike. I saw the video. There was a mouse or mice made a nest inside of like my air filter.
That's
which
crazy.
Is, like, yeah, so I had to clean that out, and I bought a new air filter, and then I take off the pipe,
yeah.
And then I had to look into the actual motor, see if there was a fucking nest down there, see if they burrowed through my little muffler, my exhaust pipe, which they did. Didn't make a nest in the engine, though. They stopped, like, a quarter way through, cleaned everything out. Boom, bango, done. And then, continuing on, I was like, yo, mom, dad, Phil, Jason, I got to go back up and go get to work. Came back up here. Trav was like, yo, just stop for a beer. He's always like, yo, stop, yo, come through, blah, blah, boom, so I do it.
What, Kamara's place?
Yeah, I wasn't planning on going out. Had a beer. They convinced me. I said, yo, okay. And then we went out, and...
I wasn't planning on going out either.
Yeah, that's kind of... And then I woke up today. I just got, like, so drunk, and then, like... I just hate drinking. Like, I don't want to do this
anymore. Why do we keep doing it?
Dude, think about it. We spend, like, $100 to $150.
I probably spend...
I spent $150.
I easily spent...
Like
$150.
There's no like we gotta stop not even like a money thing. The money thing's a part of it, but like we gotta stop getting hammered all the time. Like on the weekends. We should start doing hard drugs. I'm just kidding. I don't even want to go down that. Listen, we should start doing hard drugs.
I didn't know where you were going with that one.
Listen, though, if you're struggling with addiction, you know, see some help out there. Don't listen to me. Don't do hard drugs, guys.
Talk to family members. Talk to friends. Talk to family members. I can't even speak right now.
Yo, you know what I'm getting a lot of shit for, by the way?
What?
Which we need to be a little more cognizant of. Actually, fuck that. But people actually are listening to what we're saying. And then, like, listen to this DM I just got. From this fucking kid. Yeah, I'm talking about Marina Pater right now. Yeah. We got hated from the podcast, too. This kid just DM'd me. He made a Instagram account. Literally, he's following nobody. Has five people following. Made this account with a fake name. He just DM'd me. He goes, Jitta, you trash, crying face. Just retire your music career. Ain't happening. Boston don't need another wannabe. I messaged him back and said, did you make this account just to message me?
Dude, what is that, bro?
I don't know. But somebody came at us about the podcast. And they basically said that we need to be more cautious about like who's actually listening to it because we made a statement. What the fuck did we say? Oh, it was I said something about sucking dick. Oh, I said you get dick in your mouth or something. Yeah, and some guy came at me being like, yo, man, like, you know, that's not cool. You need to respect all people. Like, he's like, I felt uncomfortable listening to it. And I was like, okay, my bad. So, listen, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, we've had no filters on the podcast.
That's true. You know what? Fuck that. I'm not filtering anything still. I'm sorry that your feelings are hurt. I didn't even say anything bad.
We do apologize for it, but, like, we're not, like, trying to offend anyone. We're just kind of, like, no filter, like we're not scripted here, like we're just kind of going off our heads, just saying, like having a conversation.
We're just getting head. We're like, just getting head.
Yeah. So like the thing is, like we're not trying to offend anyone. Like we don't have anything against anyone. Like we just say things like that, like not thinking sometimes, and we do apologize for that. But
I love that. Good PSA. Yeah. That's good public relations over here. That's just good shit. Yo, you might need some new shoes.
Yeah, you think so?
I don't know. I can see. We should cop some new kicks. Anyways, back into a weekend recap for you. What did you do?
So Friday night, after work, I just go straight to the gym.
How's the gym going for you?
It's going good.
Is that your first day?
No.
I'm on a 30-day challenge right now. I'm on day 9. Yeah. No, I'm on day fucking 9. I think. Let me look real quick.
I think I'm on day 4.
I'm really curious. I'm actually gonna look at my calendar here. I got all right. What's Saturday? So the 21st. So 1, 2. Yeah. 9. I'm on day 9 right now. 30-day challenge means you go to the gym for 30 days straight.
I'm on day 5 or 4. Nice. Day 4.
You got to go today. You got to go tonight.
Yeah. So what I did was I went to the gym right after work.
Yep.
And then I went straight home and kind of just...
What did you do?
I kind of
Did you jerk off?
No.
Did you jerk off? When's the last time you jerked off?
What?
When's the last time you rubbed your dick? When's the last time you jerked off?
I don't know, dude. It's just, dude, what? Alright, I'm just gonna keep going.
When's the last time, Devin?
Alright, so I got home. I kind of just chilled, drank a couple glasses of wine, and like did nothing. I FaceTimed you, and then literally did nothing.
You're by yourself, and then, right?
Yeah.
You were drinking glasses of wine by yourself, and you're telling me you weren't jerking off?
No.
You didn't jerk off?
Dude, why are we talking about that? Alright, so then I wake up sad.
I just think it's a little weird, bro. Like, why are you being a pussy? Like, yo, just like, what are your thoughts on masturbation?
Bro, come on. We got visual content now. Like,
Yo, I literally forgot. I keep forgetting the camera's up there.
Yeah. So.
What does that have to do with you jerking off? Like, are you going to, like, jerk off here? Like, why the hell does it matter that the camera's up there? Like, that the camera's here, does that mean that, like, you're gonna knock the camera over? Look at you putting your feet up. The fucking thing's going to fall down.
Bro, all right. So, can I go, like, off my side? So my Saturday, so I wake up. I woke up at like 9. Say so like do some laundry. I had a lot of laundry to do, so I did some laundry. I went out, did some errands, and Hooch wakes up and comes downstairs. Goes, dude, what are you like a dad today? You fucking doing chores, doing errands, watching some TV, drinking coffee, breakfast. I'm like, yeah, you know.
Speaking of which, we didn't have any coffee today.
I did.
You did? Oh, you did.
I asked if you wanted.
I had tequila a little bit.
Yeah, we both had tequila.
Bro, I'm struggling right now.
Yeah, me too. I am struggling too. I'm you're overheating. So then I did that, and then I actually like offered to like work at 4:30 for like my company and just helped out there, which was nice. Like,
can you guys hire me?
Yeah.
Creative director.
So a little OT, you know, get some OT hours in. And it was great. We killed it. We had two weddings and we killed it.
Who'd you kill?
No. We killed
okay.
We didn't kill anyone.
You did a good job.
Yeah, we did the job. And then I got out probably 10:20.
Uh-huh.
Went home. Called you guys, called Kamara. I was like, yo, I'll meet you guys out. So then I'm
jerked up.
No, I got changed and Ubered straight to Boston.
Okay, cool. So you Ubered straight to Boston.
And then I went to Bellingham.
And you jerked.
And I was like, stop. Why? Why are you going
to
say that?
Wait, you went to Bell?
Yeah, I went to Bellingham.
Me and Trav didn't. What the hell happened?
Oh, wait.
We were going to go there. The line was mad long.
Wait, there was actually a funny story of when I went to Bellingham.
Let's hear the funny story.
Dude, there was a long line, long ass line. Dude, there was no way I was getting in.
No way.
And then Kamara just calls me and goes, come through the middle door. I was like, all right. So then I see Kamara standing next to the bouncer and he's going like this. So I open the door and the bouncer's like, get out. So Kamara's telling me to come in. I'm like, all right. So I get out and then Kamara's like, yo, just wait one second. I'm going to get the manager or whatever.
Did you get the manager?
So, he tried to.
Does he know anybody that works there? Why did that work?
So, Kamara calls me again and goes, yo, come in. So, I see him waving me in. Then I open the door and the bouncer goes, no, get out. So, then I'm standing there. He goes, wait one second. So, then, 2 minutes later, I just see him going like this. And then I look at the bouncer. He goes, all right, come in.
What?
I just got in. And everyone's looking at me they're all standing in line. Why the hell is this kid getting in?
Why do you get special treatment?
I don't know, that's how we roll. That's how we roll. MIH.
The whole scene. Pull up with a whole team.
Exactly.
MIH, the whole scene. Pull up with a whole team.
Yeah, we just VIP over here. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
No vibes.
No, I 100% know the vibes. Okay, cool. And then you woke up here.
And then, I met you guys at Brico, and then I came back here, back to my place, and then.
That's true. I can feel the espresso martini still inside of me.
And then I drove back here, and we went to Angelo's in the morning.
That's right. That's right. You actually didn't sleep here.
No, which is a good thing because it was probably better for me to drive here.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I have my car here so I can drive back home whenever I want.
That's fast. And you're going to the gym tonight.
Yeah.
So am I.
That's true. It's true.
We got to go to the gym.
We both go to Planet Fitness. So why don't we, let's just go work out together.
Can you come to mine? Do you have a car? You need to have a certain card.
No. I'm pretty sure you can go to any Planet Fitness.
No. It's not true.
Really?
Yeah. No, because we try to do this because Boca got one at Hanover. And he couldn't come to the one in East Boston.
Wait, that doesn't even make any sense. I'm pretty sure they're all the same.
You'd think so, right? Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Confused. Yeah. Anyways, guys, so that's enough of the weekend recap. What I really want to dive into here is the reason that we're all here. You guys want to hear our thoughts on how to break up with a significant other. And here's how I think you do it. If you're thinking about breaking up with somebody, for instance, it kind of depends on the scenario, right? If you're in a relationship where you're fighting all the time, first off, first things first, I'm a killer, ice lemon chiller.
Fighting all the time, yeah. You definitely don't want to be in that relationship. And it's better to cut it off right then and there than to prolong it because you're just going to keep fighting and it's going to become harder to break up.
If it's a long-term relationship, then it's not that easy.
It's definitely not easy. That's what I'm saying. It's not easy, but that's what people think. This is the hardest thing ever. I can't do this. But if you keep going with it, you keep fighting, you keep making a toxic relationship and making it worse, then it's just going to be even harder to break up with a person. If you end it there, it's going to be hard for a month or two. Yeah. And then you're gonna be fine. I mean, you won't be fine, but you'll be better off. You'll be better off.
What's tough, though? You just got to look at it long term, right? Like I said, I know that I have a really weird view of this whole situation because I'm over here love doesn't exist. All right, I do believe that love exists. I just think that love exists for holy shit, that tree looks like a vagina. Dude, come on.
Holy
shit. Ooh. That tree looks like a vagina. Dude, look at that tree, bro. Dude, what the
fuck? Wait,
that's just crazy. I don't know, man. I'm sweating. Dude, I think that
nervous, bro?
No, I'm just so hungover. I've never been struggling.
Yo, kids at work, Monks.
Yeah, I need to get a sip of water here. Guys, what you need to do is you need to analyze the situation. If you look at this person, you're like, hey, if we keep going like this, we're definitely getting divorced when we're 50. If you're fucking 20 years old and you're fighting with somebody every single day, you hate being around them, when you're fucking 50, it's not going to work out.
No.
Break up now.
And if you have kids together, it's just going to make it even more tough. You literally have a child together. You don't want to put a child through that.
You have a child together. What if?
Yeah.
What if you have an animal, a dog?
That's tough.
That's
too.
A little tough too. What if you guys share a dog?
So share
trap. Dude, trap shared a dog.
Bro, that's very tough because a dog, like any type of animal, a cat, whatever you guys are into.
What the fuck does that mean? What do you mean? You just said like you're like selling something. A cat, a dog, or whatever you guys are into.
Well, people like snakes, turtles, like who knows? I don't know.
I don't fuck with
so
snakes.
So like, but like a pet, it becomes like
a child.
You become emotionally attached to it, and it's tough to give it up. Like with Trav, he got the dog, so which is kind of cool because. He loves that dog to death.
Yeah, I want to hear more about Trav's. I kind of want to have Trav. I know Trav's actually here, by the way. He's in the living room.
Yeah, we were supposed to have him on, but he's kind of pussied out. And like, yeah. He's watching football right now, too. The Pats are on.
Which is fair.
It's...
You gotta grind, though. You know what I mean? We got our jerseys on. I have my Brady jersey and Perry has
I have my Coors Light jersey.
Which represents you really, really, really well.
Nah, we shouldn't have another Patriots jersey. So I was like,
hey. We should. Do you think that honestly, if me and you went on the field, in Gillette Stadium, for one play, how would you do in one play? You
know, one what I mean? Play.
Like, let's say we put you at a
what position?
Running back. All right, and they run the ball. Like how do you think you'll do? First off, do you have any football experience at all? Like, have you played football? Not backyard.
Like, yeah, just backyard.
You never played for a big team?
I've never played for, like, an actual team. Because I played hockey. Yeah.
Do you think you get past the line of scrimmage?
No. Some of those guys are huge, bro.
Yeah. That's true. What about in hockey? If you got one play, the Boston Bruins pulled you out there for one play. How do you think you do?
So, like, I'm not going to lie. I forget who I was talking about it with. So... In our prime, especially in high school, when we were playing every single day in the actual hockey shape, I feel like we could at least get one shift. It was me and Hooch. I feel like Dino would definitely be able to. Kamara would definitely be able to because he grinds. Dude, I feel like we all would be able to get at least one shift.
Yeah, okay, but you're getting the shift. They give you the shift. I'm saying you're already out on the ice.
You'd probably be able to go through one shift.
You would be like, okay, you could fit in out there for one shift. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? For real? Bro, dude, there's some fucking... I find it so interesting because, play up to play. I just, I'm curious. If I got out there on the ice... By the way, I'm fucking... I didn't play anywhere. Right? I mean, I played high school hockey.
Would you email the BU coach or the BC coach?
Oh, yeah. I'll get into that story. I'm going to tell
them... You have all the video I took.
I'm going to read this email to you guys. Okay, back in college... I emailed the BU hockey coach.
The varsity hockey coach. Division 1 hockey school.
If people don't know, I'm a fucking clown. Absolutely. I don't take anything serious. I think that people who just listen to my music don't know who I am. They don't understand that I literally just...
You do take things serious. It depends. The thing is, you like to joke around, because it's entertaining.
I fucking love it.
Our friend group loves to joke around. That's what we are. If people don't like it, then whatever. That's who we are.
Yeah. So this is an email I sent to the BU hockey coach on March 27th of 2017. I email it and I go... This is funny. I haven't read this in so long. It goes Boston University Hockey Inquiry. I go, hey guys, my name is Matt Corman. I've decided I want to play hockey at Boston University. I currently play men's league, but at one point in my life I had talent. Around Pee-wee's I was a standout player, and I think I can get it back with the right coaching staff. Hit me up and I'll come by and mix it up with the boys. If you see something you like, let me know. If you don't, let's get to work. Below is some info you might want to know. Corms. Preferred number, 22. Preferred role, captain. Jersey size, large. Pant size, large. Top speed, 35 to 40 miles per hour. Shoots, right. Position, offensive defenseman. Notes, heavy clap bomb from the point. Could you imagine, bro?
Dude,
he probably got that and was like, what the fuck did I actually just read? You think he even read that? I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. It's just like the fucking email. I don't know.
You said BU, right?
Yeah.
If I was a BU coach and I saw that, I'd be like,
I think it's fucking hilarious. Fuck is
this kid, what's wrong with this kid?
Yeah, he probably thought that I was a little special. You know what I mean? He probably thought that I was I was just a little.
I think a lot of people sometimes think you're special.
Yeah, I know for sure. Did you know that Trav's sister, when I went down and visited her, that sounded weird. Me and Trav went down to visit his sister. Yeah. I didn't just go down to visit his sister. She thought I had a...
Asperger's.
She thought I was special. So, yeah. That just kind of proves to your fucking point. A lot of times, like, even this, even this person.
Well, wait, what were we talking about earlier? Like, when you were in Disney, you guys was like talking about it. I'm like, oh, what was it?
Hey, no, we are not doing that on the podcast. We're not saying that.
We can't do that.
We get in fucking trouble, dude. Like, shit like that is like how we'll lose sponsors. But
that's not like. That's not that bad.
Hey, don't. That's dude. No, that's no, a, yeah. That that's a bad song.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle. Is that where you were going?
Yeah, that's exactly what
I don't know if we could do that.
Nah, actually, now that I think about it, like, wait, actually, we need to start thinking before we say things. That's good.
Holy shit, write it down the whiteboard. At 24 years old, we finally fucking figured out you have to think before you speak. That's insane.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming for the longest amount of time.
Hey, it only took, what, 4 podcasts to figure that one out?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what number podcast this thing is. You know what's crazy about the podcast? It's gotten me more wittier, though, like, in conversation, because, like, you need to be more...
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. On top of it.
Yeah, on top of it. By the way, have you been in the studio recently since you started rapping?
No. I haven't wrote another rap.
What's your favorite Matt Corman song that's coming out in the month of October?
Word to the Wise.
Word to the Wise, I'm a G, you don't know me. I just tripped last month.
I literally can't wait till that song.
Bro, yo, when this shit drops, I'm dead serious. If I'm not getting 20,000 plays in, like, I want 20,000 plays within, like, 3 to 4 days.
With this song, like, I wouldn't doubt it.
This shit's a bop. Bro, yeah. Like, I have so much in the work, guys. Like, I try not to make kids at work about music, but, like, I have so much coming out that I'm literally so fucking excited about
it.
I can't fucking wait. I wonder how long this podcast has been going for.
I don't know, but should we get back to the actual topic of the day?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on it, Evan? I tried to send a piece, but I kind of got lost in the sauce.
So, like, I'm not gonna tell my whole experience, like, with breaking up with girls and stuff. Like,
I think that whoever's listened to this so far probably knows a good amount of your experiences with girls. Unless this might be the first episode, so
yeah.
Let them know how your last breakup went.
I'm not gonna let them know how it went. I'm just gonna, like, so it's very tough. Like, all right, so my last relationship, whatever, like, it was just very tough. Like, I guess, like, it's. I don't want to, like, go too much into detail about it, but, like, I just prolonged the breakup for so long that it made it harder and harder each day. And I just think, like, we broke up, like, here and there, and, like, we never officially broke up until, like, one day I finally just was, like, through with it.
Yeah.
Which,
it's like a ticking time bomb.
It is. And, like,
unless you have the conversation and you know that it's going to get better, like, if you feel like if something's wrong, like, you need to trust me. Like, I made a relationship work for mad long. And, like, that girl still fucking rocks, and, like, you can still, like, you just gotta, like...
So, no, you're right. Yeah, yo, the girl can still rock, the girl can still be a great girl, but, like, the thing is, like, you guys aren't compatible together.
You just gotta have
like, maybe she doesn't want to be with you, you don't want to be with her, like, it's not, like, that she sucks. She should still be a good, great girl, great person, but, like, you guys aren't compatible together, you know what I'm saying?
For right now.
Right? Yeah, right now.
You never know in life.
Not just talking about you. I'm talking about with anyone.
For sure. And the way to make a relationship work, guys, is communication. I'm dead serious.
Oh, communication is key.
Communicate with each other. Don't hide things from each other. Don't be unfaithful. Just, you need to have open communication or else nothing's going to work.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it comes down to. One of the great things I could take from making a successful relationship for such a long time is the reason we were so successful, we didn't fight because we communicated everything. Which can be, like, a little annoying sometimes because, like, if she, like, is pissed off with shit that I do, like, she just says it. And then, like, but, like, same thing with her. Like, I don't really get pissed off at much, but, like, just, like, say it. You know what I mean? And then, like, you just have to have the open floor to have the conversation. If you're, like, nervous or scared to bring up a topic to your significant other because, like, you can't be scared of your girlfriend or boyfriend. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, that's what, like, kind of, like, it pisses me off sometimes. Like, if, like, I'm in a relationship, like, and your girlfriend's mad at you. And you're like, hey, what's wrong? Like, did I do something wrong? Or, like, what blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't know. Like, you don't know what you did wrong. Like, what you might or might not have done something wrong. But
yeah.
They're like, no, I'm fine. Like, no, don't just say you're fine.
Yeah.
Speak your mind. Say, hey, no, I'm pissed off that you did this. So that way you guys can talk about it and solve the problem.
Yeah.
Resolve the problem.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I'm fucking with you. But if you can't, if you've already went through that step of having the conversations and you know it's, if it's just going, getting worse.
Then
you
fucking end it.
And then just fucking end it. Rip the Band-Aid off. Like, just do it. Like, just do it. Just be like, yo, you don't even have to do the, we need to talk. Stop setting the stage for shit like that. Like, I think I'm a firm believer in just, like, get it out. Like, Like, I hate when people say, say, yo, I got to tell you something. Or like, yo, I got to talk to you about something.
Dude, yeah.
It's like, yo, I don't have to like, fucking tell
it's
me
like,
now.
Stop. Yeah, yeah.
Just say it.
You don't need to be like, hey, we need to talk. No, just fucking tell me what you need to say.
Just be like, yo, honestly, just be like, hey, like, I feel it's growing apart. This is that. This is that. This is that. We should take some time off. That doesn't mean you're going to break. Just take some time off from each other.
And you know what? Like, it's hard. Like, it's hard to do that. It's hard to break up with someone like that. But you know what? Like Matt said, rip the fucking Band-Aid off because...
Don't be a pussy-ass bitch.
Yeah, don't be a pussy-ass bitch. Yeah, don't.
Shut the fuck up. I guarantee you're, like, 20 years old, and you're not going to be, like... You got to look things long-term, guys. It's like, what's... Like, dating this person today... Like, let's say we keep fighting for another year, and then another year. Like, dude, what... You think you're going to be with them? Like, you're never going to break up between fucking 21... to 60?
But, hey, so...
Like, what?
So, it might hurt them at first. Like, that's what most people are scared of. Like, it's gonna hurt your significant... I can't even fucking speak.
What was that tongue moment?
significant other.
Perfect.
So...
What was that tongue moment? Shout out to the ladies.
What up, ladies? Here. Yo, hit me up. Hit Maddie Corms. Can I keep going with what I was saying?
Yes. So... I go on tangents. Go.
So what what was I even saying? So I was saying
you just said you wanted to keep going.
Yeah.
You
don't even know what I remember what I was saying. So like my head is pounding. What people are scared of is hurting your significant other, which is perfectly fine, but you know what? Hey, don't be scared to hurt them because in the long run
what do you mean by hurt them?
So like if you break up with them and they love
you. But don't
you,
physically hurt them.
Yeah, no, not physically hurt them, but like emotionally. So like you're gonna break up with them and they still love you, like it's gonna hurt them, but like you know what? They'll get over at some point and they'll find someone else and like it's better to do that than to keep going with it and hurt them even more in the long run.
But Dev, I think what people are scared of is losing that person and missing them as well.
It does make sense.
It just said 80% of people that broke up in 2018 said that they look at pictures of their ex and miss them. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever look at pictures of your ex?
If one comes up on social media and like it comes and I come past, I'm like, yo, that's damn, I kind of miss her. But like, so like, I'm not gonna lie, like, dude, my exes, like, I'm pretty much friends with all my exes. Like, we don't have a problem, which is great. Yeah. I mean, at first, like, probably the first few months was like, tough. Like, now, like, most of my exes, like, we are all friends. Like, we're civil. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's fine now. Like, they do their thing, I do my thing, and like, we're civil. We're friends. Like, you know.
But I think people, they're afraid to lose that person who like could have been that like you know I they could have been that like they could be a rock for them like through hard times and they you know when you're dating someone they become your best friend, you know? And you're willingly cutting off your best friend from your life. That's a scary time. But guys, listen, if it's a bad situation, rip the Band-Aid off and just make it happen. You can't sit around your whole life. Like, life's short. You never know when it's gonna
end. Yeah, life's short.
Life's temporary. So make sure that you know you're living it how you want to live it.
Yeah, I just thought of a segment. I don't know if you should talk about it though.
What?
Yo, so
wait. Think before you speak right now.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm thinking. Just like, think. I don't know.
Take
like,
5 seconds.
I feel like it would be kind of cool to talk about.
Let's go.
So like, I remember. So like,
put the mic close to your mouth. I don't know if anyone can hear you.
Nah, people can hear me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely. I actually haven't looked at this whole thing.
Nah, we can't. Time. Like, it's small. So like. You're in a relationship or you're talking to someone, but...
Yikes. I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I don't like where this is going.
I feel like it'd be funny.
I don't know what it is.
We'll do it as a joke. Like, it's not serious. Like, we don't do this.
What are you about to say?
Yo, so, like, girls or guys, it's like driving around, like...
Oh, no, dude, stop.
Come on.
Dude.
Come on, it'd be funny. You don't think so?
All right, fine, say it.
So, I mean, I know, like, nowadays, like, I don't know how to start this. So, like, you're in a relationship, and you're talking to someone.
Bro, this is like, not good. I think we should, let's hold out on this one. I know it's a big tease, but let's just hold out on it.
All right, so I'm just going to say, test driving cars. That's Jesus. All I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Test driving cars. So you never know. Your car could go in the shop and...
So you're just doing it. I literally just said that we're not going to talk about that.
I meant it.
No, you might as well go for it. Here's where you're... Dude, this is why it's wrong. You can't do that. Like, you know?
Yeah.
You can't, like... Here's the problem with me actually looking into comments on these fucking podcasts or looking at direct messages. Because people will be like... Like 4 podcasts ago, I would be like, yeah, let's fuck it to rip that shit.
Yeah.
But now I'm over here, I'm like, all right, like, well, I gotta watch what the fuck we say.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's bring that up for a different segment. Okay, we can have a podcast around about that, not this one. This one's supposed to be, you know, about the actual breakup. I'm trying to help people out, you know?
I just kind of gave a little short description on it. It wasn't really much.
No,
I mean, people probably wouldn't even know what it means.
Test driving cars?
Oh, yeah, test driving cars.
Okay, nice. Yeah, test driving cars. Listen, guys, but yeah, like I said, just rip off the band-aid and make it happen.
Just like my Honda Accord, I got rid of that. Got
So you're still going?
Yeah, I'm done.
So you're still going. All right, we're gonna do quick hot takes with Devin. Devin didn't know this segment was gonna happen. I just thought of it right now. I'm gonna ask him rapid fire questions, and he's gonna answer the first thing that comes to his mind. it can be like anything that comes to your mind, even if it has nothing to do with the question.
Oh fuck. I'm not ready for this.
Devin.
Yeah.
What's your favorite number?
9.
Is your name Devin Perry?
Yes.
Favorite sport?
Hockey.
Favorite penis size?
8.
That's huge. 8?
I just thought of one of my favorite numbers. 8.
Blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
Green or blue?
Blue.
Would you rather ride a skateboard to work or a scooter?
Skateboard.
Alaska or Antarctica?
Antarctica.
Bahamas or Florida?
Bahamas.
Favorite girl name?
Julie.
How fast can you run?
5. What?
5?
I don't know. Dude,
favorite girl name is Julie?
I don't know.
Well, shout out to Julie, our friend Julie. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
you've never dated a Julie or anything.
I've never dated Julie. I've never even liked a Julie, and I always tell Julie, fuck, marry, kill. I'd always kill Julie. So I don't know why I even said that.
I guess that makes sense. Who do you marry in that group?
Who am I marrying in that group?
You marry.
Should we do a fuck, marry, kill right now?
Let's do it. You want me to do one of you?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Kennedy, Alyssa, Julie. All right,
I'll marry Kennedy. Yep. I'll fuck Alyssa.
Yep.
And obviously kill Julie.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Try me with one. I don't know. Different set of people. Be careful. No, I say you, bro. Leave me the fuck out of this, dude.
No.
Yo, thanks for tuning in to the Kids at Work podcast today, guys. All right, we're going to move. I think we've been on this for enough time, haven't we?
Nah. Like, what time? Like, how much?
I don't know. I can't even check it right now anymore because we keep going. Wait, actually, maybe I can. Let me click this thing. Oh, I can. 46 minutes. That's going to
time.
Holy
shit. Wait, 46 minutes?
Holy shit. Guys, I'm sorry if this podcast wasn't... I didn't have a lot of energy today.
All right, so...
I'm just hurting. What are you going to do?
So, we'll just give the quick... So, like, if you don't want to be with a person, break up with them, just get it over with, and rip the Band-Aid off, all right? That's exactly what this podcast was about.
Thanks for listening to this today, guys. Hey, if you're at work today, I hope that you absolutely dominate your day. I understand what it's like to be in the grind. And, you know, I'm grinding over here. We're grinding over here during the day. The Pats came around, but we decided, hey, we need to set the visuals. We need to get a podcast out to people. The goal of this is to give you a little bit of time away from your busy grind day. You know, if this is 40 minutes to an hour, if you can throw this into ears and you can just, you know, find some value in it, that's great. If it's entertaining, that's great as well. If you hate it and you fucking hate us, that's cool too. Just hopefully it affected you in a positive way and not a negative way. And that's all I really give a fuck about. Dropping a song, Words of the Wise, this Friday. That's October 4th. Make sure you guys check that shit out. I'm dropping songs. If you look at my whiteboard right now, it's literally never ending. So we're about to blow the fuck up. All the shit is absolutely fire. Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff to announce. So I'm super excited about it. On the 30-day challenge, it is day number 9 for me, day number 5 for Devin.
4
for Devin.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you get in the gym. Remember, health, wealth, relationships. Take care of your body and then everything else will follow. Take care of your relationships. Talk to your friends. Talk to your families. And then also take care of your money situation. Make sure you're going to work.
Try not to drink as much either.
Yeah, stop drinking out there. Thanks for tuning in to Kids at Work, guys. I hope you have a good day at work. Peace.